Absolutely love this. So just give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and grab that info for you.
Well, hello. Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not bad over here. I appreciate you asking. Am I speaking with Garrett?
Yeah, you are.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Garrett. So, Garrett, I had Charles send over some information to catch me up a little bit here. Now, I do see that you're looking to target both residential and commercial work within about like a 40-mile radius. Is that accurate, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We could definitely help you out with that. Now, Garrett, the calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through with some third party or middleman or anything like that. So that's why I was asking that, just to make sure that we're having quality calls rather than ones that are going to waste your time. Now, Charles put in more than a 50% discount rate here for you, so I'm sure you're going to love the pricing. It's month-to-month, no contracts. You don't pay per call or lead or anything like that. It's a flat rate. You cherry-pick as many calls and jobs as you like. Okay, price will never change. So before I jump into it, did you have any questions on the package itself, what's included, or how things work at all?
No, I was just kind of curious on what it covered and that good stuff.
Yeah. So we're a premier partner with Google. We bundle services together just to make sure that you're set up for success, right? Being month-to-month, we can only work with your company. Once you decide to join with us here today, we close it out completely. It's a Google policy. We're not allowed to break. That's how we keep our partnership alive with Google. That way it gives you max results as well, okay? So customers, they don't have to know your business name. They type in any of your services that you provide, as long as they're within your 40-mile radius, better believe you'll be one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly. Now, talking about bundled services here, we don't stop just at putting you on Google, right? You'll be listed on the first page of Google along with other local directories, such as like Bing, Yelp, even Yahoo, right? So these are all included in your package because we don't want you missing those opportunities, period. Okay. Now, Garrett, have you done any type of services like this before, or is this the first time?
The only thing I did that was a big waste of money was Angie Leads.
Oh, no. Okay. Spill the tea a little bit for me, because I'm hearing some crazy stories now. I've heard,
so basically,
like,
what they sell, like, so, like, they when you get on Angie Leads, from what I've learned, is they don't just sell the work to you. They sell as many contractors in the area that do the same thing as you. So, like, it's a mess. I think I've paid off way too much money and gotten not enough work from it.
Oh, no, thank you. No, we'll make sure you're not chasing customers down for one. They'll chase you. And like you already heard, I mean, we can only, to keep our partnership alive with Google, we can't even do it, even if we wanted to. I'm glad that you're talking with us here today. So we'll make sure to take care of you on this, all right? Now, to also make sure that you're not missing opportunities, we'll add a few things in here as well, too. I've actually talked to so many business owners that have been through the same thing. Like, they're getting charged for leads that they don't even get to talk to. I've even heard.
Yeah, like, they'll send you a lead, and, like, sometimes they'll send you a lead that the person never even asked for.
Yeah.
Like, you'll call them heard, like an idiot.
You
like,
know,
you'll be like, oh, I got a lead from blah, 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 and you need some tree work done, and they'll be like, no, I never did any of that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. No, that's definitely not the case with this. wow, I haven't heard that one. Okay. I've heard some crazy ones where it's like they had the work done, well, it's like months ago, and they're not even part of Angie, stuff like that. So, here, I don't want to talk about another company, Gary. You're in good hands. We're not Allstate, but we'll take care of you, okay? far as your pricing for this, you know, it's all inclusive. It'll be $249 month to month. Now, with this, we actually put more bang for your buck. Have you done social media for your company, like Facebook, though?
No, I haven't done anything. I don't know if...
Okay.
What was his name? Andrew? Edward? Andrew?
Oh,
the guy that talked to me first.
Charles. Charles, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Charles, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. That was way off. Anyways,
sorry.
No, I was telling him I just got started like 6 months ago, so...
Nice. Hey, congratulations with that, though. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, I think we could both agree. Who doesn't use Google? Right? I mean, it's built in your phone. You buy it.
Everyone.
Right? You know what I mean? So this will definitely do well for you. Now, a lot of businesses, they try to get on Google, and that they think that's the end-all, be-all, whereas that's actually the beginning. Right? You're getting your foot in the door. Customers, they don't like to look at that second or third page. Either they don't know it exists, or they just out of convenience, they don't want to do, you know? So that's where we come into play. We make sure that you're listed on that first page where 90% of the revenue is capitalized on. Okay, so, and that's for the all keywords. So let's say you do tree services, right? If you're stump removal,
tree
maybe.
Pruning,
tree,
yeah.
Exactly. Trimming, pruning, like all that. We want to make sure it's all in there. Yes, sir. So these are things that you're not married to either. If you want to take things off or edit or add in, let us know. You could do it yourself, but we'll have a team to do that for you too. Okay, we're open Monday through Friday. So, yeah. We'll make sure this happens for you. So, Garrett, I think this is what you've been actually looking for. Just working with the right people to make it happen, though. All right.
Yeah, I was telling him I paid a bunch of money to someone already that built my website and then, like, basically went ghost on me because I paid, like, dude, they charged me some ridiculous, like, $1,500 just to start all the ads. And then nothing even happened. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. First off, I'm sorry to hear that. Man. I just, that stumped me right there. You know? All right.
They're like, it's going to be like 1500. And I think it was something kind of scammy, like Angie Leads, I found out now. But when I was first starting, I wanted to just like kind of get my foot in the door. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Dumb like. And, paid. I think I paid like $2,000 just for the website to get built, and then another $1,500 just to supposedly start the advertisement. Yeah, and it's a joke.
No. Okay.
Then they were like, okay, you need $1,500 to start the advertisement, and then they were like, it's going to be like $1,000 a month on top of it.
What? That's outrageous pricing. I'm sorry. That's too. I wouldn't do that. No. All right. Before I continue anything further here, I want to tell you this. I'm going to help you out because of that, man. I'm glad you told me. All right. This phone number I'm talking to you on, Gary, ending with the 3275, does that accept text messaging?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
I'm going to show you something here, okay? We develop websites. Now, we do charge extra for websites, but I'm going to throw in a little spiff for you, okay? Because I want to help you out just from that, man. That's messed up. Sorry, I just call it how it is. Now, the websites that we develop are automatically cross-platform. So if a customer looks on a cell phone or a tablet or computer, laptop, it will always adjust to their settings, okay? I just sent that to you. Let me know once you got it.
One second. Let me get away from these loud blowers. I'm at work right now. Hang on.
No, you're good. Yeah.
I see it.
All right, awesome. I don't want you to think like you're married to it because we really tailor the websites accordingly to your company, right? You can add pictures, testimonials, videos, change where the tabs are, things like that, color scheme, all of it. But once you look at that, you kind of get a better feel of what type of websites we develop. Now, this particular ones that I'm showing you here, we will never show any of our company. It will be listing your company, though. Okay, I just want to make sure you have a full understanding of that.
Yeah, supposedly my website's already built, but I was telling, that I was talking to before that, I just need to change some things on it. It's just because originally I was going to, try and go up to Tahoe and work, but it's so expensive up there that I'm just going to stay down here in Stockton area.
Okay.
So I don't know. They sent me something that, like, I can edit it myself and a bunch of, I don't know. Yeah. So.
All right.
You could probably look at my website right now if you're, handy.
Is it this, because the one that popped up here was precisiontimberworks.com, though. I don't know if that's the right one.
Yeah, look at it.
I'm looking at it right now. All right, so. if you ask me, I thought I like this.
Yeah, so
you mentioned you
want to
see.
I like how the work.
Now, question
but
for you though.
I need to edit some things.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's some few things I noticed in there. Okay, but hey, as long as you got a website, great. We'll make sure to showcase that website then. Okay, and for the future. Just for the future, I mean, knock on wood, I think this is a great website, man. If you ever needed a website on here, it's a one-time fee for us of $99. Okay? You never pay for a website again while you're the term with us. So at least you have a safe point to say, hey, listen, if that doesn't work out, we could still help you out with the website, okay? I'll put that in the notes for you. All right. So, Garrett, I am horrible at spelling, man. Don't laugh too hard at me, okay? To get this started, I need to make sure I have everything correct. I have to spell the first name as G-A-R-R-E-T-T?
One T.
One T. All right, all right. Not bad, not bad. And Gary, how do you spell it? Right, right. Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
C-R-O-S-S.
S-S. All right. And then just making sure before you're going to continue here, Gary, this is something you would like to go ahead and move forward with then, correct? At the $249 month to month, everything? All right. I'm sorry. I want to assume. Now, I do want to make sure you see everything for yourself through email and text as well, too, with your invoice. What is the best email I could send that to?
PrecisionTimberwork@gmail.com. All one
beautiful.
Word. And, there's no S in works.
That's all right. No worries. Hey, that's pretty darn close. You'd be surprised with the business owners I speak to. They have a whole paragraph that has nothing to do with their company, so I'm glad. All right. Now, for the best number to reach out to you, in case if our team ever needs to, you know, talk with you about a future, I don't know, promotion or adjustments that you need to make, is this the best phone number to reach you, ending with the 3275?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the next part here, this is for Google. So I need to make sure I have it on point. I can't mess anything up here or can delay things. So let me know, okay? I have the business name, Precision Timber Works, plural, comma, Inc.
Yep.
And it got a dot at the end, right? Okay. Now, this next part is optional. For Google to get you verified, they do need to have a physical address, but it does not mean that you have to showcase that to the public. Okay, so it's completely optional on there, but it does need a physical address. What address would what can I put in here for that?
Am I going to be getting mail there?
No, no, sir.
I can just use my Bernie one. I've been using my parents' address for everything. <'Cause I was laughs>
okay,
traveling around
as long as it's in the area, man. All right.
I can use my address though for now. It's 3707.
Okay.
Farmington Road.
Farmington Road. Okay. And then the zip code I have is 95215?
Yeah.
Okay. You said 610. Is that the number? Or what is that?
Space 10. It's
oh, space 10. Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you have to put that in. If I'm not going to be getting mail, you probably can just leave that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I really need that there. The next part. Again, I'm gonna put in the notes here not to showcase that though, right? So you put that right now.
Yeah.
Do not show physical address. Okay, got it. Now the next part, I want to make sure since we're going to be developing a fully customizable tracking system for you, your Facebook ads and everything, we want to make sure that you know our team introduces themselves with you, show you how to do that, right? Because it is going to be very important that you can keep track of your analytics. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow, perhaps?
Yeah, tomorrow I should be good. I'm trying to finish up a job right now, but tomorrow I should be good.
Okay, yeah, because right now it takes like no more than 7 more minutes here, but for that, you definitely want to have like an hour window. Do you have more time in the morning or evening? What works better for you?
Right, evening.
Okay. I have an opening latest at like 3 to 4. Would that work for you?
Yeah, 4 would work best.
4 would work best?
I think. Or 3. 3 is good. 3 is good.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay. I'll put it for 3 to 4. Okay. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a Google. Okay. I'll send you a Google invite right now. through email. That we have another form of contact for me. But I'm sending that same email over to our team. Just all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason that you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, do not hesitate to let them know. They'll go ahead and happily accommodate for that, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, I just sent that now. Let me know once you got it. Now I'll put a reminder here, too.
You send it in text or email?
Email. Mm-hmm. That way you have another form of way to contact me.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
All right, beautiful. And the next part.
Yes?
Yeah, there should be a spot where it says, like, yes, no, or maybe. Hit yes on there. Okay, cool. All right, next part. How would you like to be shown for your hours of operations on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
24/7, because I offer like emergency services. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of days from these strong winds.
Hey, man, I bet you're getting a lot of good work from that, too. So that's good. Okay.
Not too much. I bet I would have had more if I did this earlier.
Right. True. Hey, it's better, you know, late than never, you know? So that's all right. Now, I do say that you wanted to keep your mileage distance at a 40-mile radius. Again, this could go up to 50 miles out if you need it. Did you want to use still at the 40 or keep it at the 50?
50 should be fine. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like you're married to it.
I don't want to travel more than an hour.
I hear you on that, man. All right. Now, the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card?
Usually just check and cash.
Cash and check it is. Okay. And, again, we're going to develop the Facebook business page here for you. So I'm going to put notes in there for you right now. Now, your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next part here, I mean, I got pretty much a pretty good concept of your business here. I mean, you do tree services, you got tree removal, pruning, tree trimming, I'm assuming, as well, too. Is there anything else I could be missing here?
Just emergency work. I would just put, like, emergency work, tree removal, okay. And tree trimming, or tree pruning, whatever you think sounds better.
I'm going to put tree pruning, too, just to make sure we have all words in that. Yep. Do you do stump removal, too, right?
I do, but I'd rather not because I don't own a stump grinder yet.
Okay. When you do or if you ever decide to do that in the future, let us know. We'll put that in there, mm-hmm. Okay? All right. Looks like we're all set here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to our team right now. That way when they talk to you, from here, the next time they speak to you, they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know exactly what your company's all about and how they can help you. Okay? So let me send that to you.
Okay.
Now. We're almost done here. So the next part is a protection for you. So I'm not accepting a no for an answer. All right? I'm going to put everything in the recording so that way the pricing's in there, you're grandfathered in. I will ask you a few questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay? But I'm going to give you a phone number right now so that way you have our direct line. You will help me bring this phone number up again, though, so let me know when you're ready.
Let me see if I have something I can write it down.
Sure.
Just put it in notes for now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's 87. Oh, company name. Local Splash.
Okay.
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 And then the phone number, 877.
Mm-hmm.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Right, 877-635-6225.
You got it. That's us. It's voice activated. From here on, we'll be calling from that phone number, and we'll have a security question and answer set up so that way you know it's us calling. We will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay, it's a big red flag if anything like that happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hit record on this part, and let's get this thing going. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Precision Timberworks.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Garrett Cross, owner-operator.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause for just a second. Gary, that's what I'm talking about. After this recording here, we'll set up that security question. That way, we're well protected. All right, I don't want you to fall for any traps out there, okay? I just want to make sure of that.
Okay.
All right, I'll continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
I know the hesitation of that one. So pretty much just saying if, you know, you decide that you want to have a new promotion coming out or, you know, anything of that nature, we can't read your mind then. Please let us know so that way we can put that out there for you. If you okay. are deciding to, in another way too, deciding to work with another company on it, please let us know so that way we're not, you know, fighting over different things on there, on that, right? So it's very important your communication is alive with us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'll continue here. Your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged to date on February 6th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 6th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. That's honest, man. I just want to make sure you're protected on all that. Okay. So last part here is security question. I could joke around about this all the time, but I actually seen this happen. So please don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account. Okay. So
okay.
We got 3 choices. You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in, I guess.
Okay, that's fine. Again, you can make up anything you want. Just don't forget it. What would the answer be, though?
Manteca, California.
Spell that one for me, man. How come I haven't heard of this?
M-A-N-T-E-C-A.
All right. Gotcha. Why haven't I... Man, all right. That's where I thought I knew every area.
Where are you from?
Okay. Well, I'm from New York, right? Born in Bronx, New York. Oh. Grew up in California for quite some time. Moved around a lot just from parents being split and stuff. But, you know,
it's like,
I love California.
It's the next town closest to Stockton. It's like 10 minutes from Stockton.
How come I don't even know this? I don't know why. That just blows my mind right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to look this up afterwards. All right. My bad. I get distracted real quick. Garrett, we're on the last part here. On the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with it?
Let me see. Let me pull it up. It's got my middle initial in there, too, but it's my business card.
Okay. Now, just making sure I'm getting everything all correct here. The last name is C-A-O-S-S.
No, C-R-O-S-S.
Okay, there you go. That's why I knew. I was like, why am I missing this? And what was the middle initial that's on the card, though?
R.
R, okay. Perfect. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 3707?
No.
Okay. And let me go ahead and change that up. And what would that address be then?
36766 State Highway 299 East, Space 22.
Oh, a little faster from me. 36736 State Highway.
36766.
Okay.
You got that? 36766.
Yep. You got it. Yes, sir.
State Highway.
Mm-hmm.
299.
Okay.
East.
East. Okay.
Space 22.
Okay. I don't think I need to put that
Bernie, California.
Alright. Bernie, California. And zip code?
96013.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Alright. I got it on here. Now, what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa debit.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, Garrett, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4802.
Mm-hmm.
0992.
Okay.
6155.
Okay.
2941.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
0828.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
342.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, just letting you know, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We've really got you at a really nice promotional rate. I like to refresh the account like twice before I even process any type of payment to make sure it stays like that, okay? So give me 2 seconds. All right. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Garrett, stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice mm-hmm. as promised here. Okay, just making sure. All right, you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know, so that way I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything we discussed in here, okay?
Good.
It just went through on my side, so it should be popping up here shortly too.
I didn't receive a text. Let's see. No.
I'm refreshing my side. Make sure it went through. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. Now, if you're looking at the text message, in there is a link. It says click here to accept your subscription terms. Oh, the email? So the one you need to look for is the Local Splash initial invoice, that one. And it'll have the same
link. That.
Perfect. Once you click on that link.
To accept the subscription terms, do that one?
Yep, that one. You got it. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Read through it. Everything that we discuss is in there. Even that we talked about the Facebook ads. We're putting our own $100 into your account so that way it's no extra fees. Everything's in there, yeah. Once you see everything that you looked in there, at the very bottom is two check boxes. They're really small. Everyone misses them. You're going to click those and type in your name exactly how it shows on the card on there. But take your time. Let me know if you have any questions, okay? Yeah, I'm just letting you know, I know it's a little quiet on my side, but I'm still here with you.
So, like, the website hosting, that's got nothing to do with me, right?
Nothing to do with you, yeah. So, we do two different types of websites. One is, like, extravagant websites, like that one. So, we have some rules behind that because we're going to have meetings and things like that. But the website that I have in there in store for you in the future, in case if you ever need it to, it's just a $99 setup fee, and that's it. There's nothing else that you have to worry about from there. So it's not as extravagant. Like that, those ones need like e-commerce, stuff like that. Your company doesn't need that, right? So.
Yeah.
sure that one last thing sent out to you there. Okay, they're good.
Okay, now it's trying to have me log into something.
Perfect. Yep, you're done. So, actually, I want to make sure I have this in the schedule here. Yeah, so when our technician team talks to you, Gary, tomorrow, they're going to call from the 877 number. And I want to make sure you understand that they will go over that security question with you, but they will give you that login and password. That is your tracking system. If I give that to you right now, it's a clean slate. There's nothing in there. So, but they will show you how to maneuver through that tomorrow. So that's your next best friend, I'm telling you, Garrett. So please keep track of that. You never know if customers reached out to you, you missed a call, their phone number will be in there, okay? That's another thing that will help you out. Perfect. Well, Garrett, welcome to the family, man. Congratulations. There you go. I'm glad that we're actually talking because there's a lot of things that you needed, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to help you, man. Seriously. So we will talk to you. Yeah, no, it will. It will. It's just, again, keep that communication alive. You know, if you have a testimonial, videos or anything like that, you'd like to give to them tomorrow for your Facebook ads, give it to them. Yeah, have it ready. The more you have, the better. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Well, before I let you go, Gary, is there anything else I could do to help you, though?
No, that'll be it. Hopefully,
All right, man.
Next couple months, this gets going.
It's rock and roll, man. I'm pretty excited for you, to be honest. So I'll keep track on this a little bit here myself. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.